Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Read your story, saw Jeff's tweets about it, and it's right, and I can't remember any other time other than going back. Since we talked about that study back in, 05, study even for an on-campus stadium that was basically shut down.
Yep.
You know, we've kind of put it to bed.
Yep.
And so this feels like, at least like we said to open the show, at least formally, you know, you talk about it in the Big 12 discussion, you say, well, if they'd had it.
Yep.
Nobody's talking, okay, well, start the process up, or at least let's look at this again, which is what this obviously feels like. If you're Memphis, you have to show right now that vision, right? That you're willing to look at all options, and if this is something, again, I don't know that it puts you over the top. Maybe if you'd done it 20 years ago, you'd be in a different spot, but something that can inevitably help you in this cause, right? In this hope to be pulled up into the Power Five conference. So any talk about it is good talk,
right?
Because ideally, you'd prefer it there. You'd prefer to be somewhere that you've got more control. Listen, this is the city's, and the city wants to keep its tenants. I have to imagine the Liberty Bowl. And you correct me if I'm wrong, John. You've been doing this Liberty Bowl work. There's three tenants.
Yep.
Right. Southern Heritage Classic, Liberty Bowl game, of course.
Yep.
And then the Tigers.
That's correct.
And the reason this has been, it felt like shut down and shut back in 05, is because the city doesn't want to lose that tenant.
Yep.
And so if this is
what are you gonna do with it?
If any kind of way it's gonna be on city land, right? They're gonna, you know, at least from a city standpoint, yep. You know what the preference is.
Well, and that's why Dr. Rudd says like he's not going to the city, he's going to the state.
Gotta be. Yeah.
You're going to the state. Now,
you try to circumvent.
Yeah, I mean, as Dan
Dockers
would say.
The city in this instance.
Dan Dockers would say, you're circumventing your own city. but like.
Well, he'd use it wrong.
I think this is, I'll be honest, I do think Memphis needs a new stadium if they can get it. I mean, I think that's not like some controversial statement, I don't think. As much as you can appreciate the Liberty Bowl for its sidelines,
it's more ideal for anyone.
There's nobody on this planet who would say, oh, yeah, if you can afford one, if you can get it funded, just stay in the Liberty Bowl. No, everybody's going to say the same thing, which is if you can have one, you should get one. And so I think this is a sort of not a test balloon. I think that would be diminishing, because I think Dr. Rudd and the University of Memphis are serious about this. But I also think it's more of a, you know, it's a wake-up call to the state, you know. We, you know, the University of Memphis needs more from you.
Right.
Whether it's from
when they've been willing to do that,
no doubt. But you know,
historically,
closed mouths don't get fed.
Right. No, you're absolutely right about that.
You know, and so I think this is a part of a larger mission. You know, and he even says that you know, if we're a flagship, which it's sort of a convoluted thing, like a Tennessee Higher Education Commission thing. But if we are a flagship, which that particular charter states that Memphis is, along with Tennessee, Knoxville, mm-hmm. then we should be treated as such, which means we should have more funding, more financial support than we currently have from you. And there's lots of money. There's lots of money in the state of Tennessee. And it would not require even close to all of the money that they have. So I think this is, you know, this is a president continuing to fight for his university. I don't know that it will equal a new stadium.
Well, that's
but I know that it will equal something.
The question, number one, the first question comes to mind, okay, where are you going to do it, right? But secondly, and I've continued to bring this up, but we talked about it in terms of Big 12 and trying to get in, and do you continue the push to the same degree,
yep.
is will that next president
yeah.
pick up the baton on
yeah.
this? Because, you know, in this instance, Rudd here is an outgoing president.
Yep.
And so, yes, he gets it in terms of how much this could possibly help you, help change the landscape of the university.
No doubt.
But will that next president, because we know previous presidents have shut down, Shirley Rain
yeah.
shut this down.
She did.
And so, again, it depends on the next president. A lot of this is going to depend on that. Okay, you've picked it up, you got the baton in your hand, and you're running. You know that guy is going to be, you know, he runs a leg.
Yep.
In this instance, he's going to be handing off the baton, and where's that next president on this? How much will there be a push, right, to push the state at that point?
It's just
because we know Rudd gets it.
It's got to happen.
But The next one has to get it just as much or more so if this is going to be a reality.
You know, because if you're an SEC president, right, you get athletics. You know, you don't have a choice because it's just part of the culture. It's just part of the fabric.
Big part of your budget too, in terms of because the money that's coming in.
No doubt, but
absolutely got to pay attention.
You have to see the forest for the trees. You know, you have to see. Well, man, you know, yeah, it's going to require upfront. It's going to require upfront investment, right? But if you do it and you do it right, then you can get to the other side of the rainbow. You know what I mean? But you don't get to the other side of the rainbow
without
the initial commitment,
right?
You don't just get to snap your fingers, especially at a place like Memphis. You know, you're not the state of Florida. You're not in the state of Texas. You're not just going to magically one day wake up in a Power 5 or whatever this is going to look like league unless, you know, you put something on the table and bring something to the table. And so I think this is the beginning of that process. I don't think Memphis has a choice in the matter, as we've talked about, but I do think it's significant that it's now getting made public. As soon as it is, it's going to be a long process, but it's got to start somewhere.
Well, this is just so I get it straight here, and your understanding real quick, and we got to get to Jessica Benson. But would this be a deal where you're looking for that 40-50 for the Liberty Bowl right now, and this is on down the road?
Yeah, no, I think.
Is it one or the other?
Well,
here?
So I think this serves two masters, so to speak, right? So by going public with your aspirations and ambitions for a different place to play your home games, right? I think you then also you put the squeeze on the Liberty Bowl a little bit in the city of Memphis, don't you? Because there's no guarantee, right, that if the University of Memphis has a vision for a 40 to 50 million dollar set of upgrades, that they're going to get that. The city could come back and say, you know, we just don't have it in the budget.
And so the entire time when you wrote the story.
But what about when
that they said, yeah, we're hoping to get 40 to 50 million
exactly.
from the city to upgrade.
But what about when the president of the University of Memphis is on, you know, the floor, or he's talking to the Education Commission and he's in the Senate or the House and he's trying to get funding for the University of Memphis so that they could in part get out of the Liberty Bowl? Well, then you might be more inclined.
They also might tell him good luck.
They might.
Just because of historically the relationship between the state.
Sure.
And because they have some leverage, too.
Agreed.
In terms of that.
But I think that's what this could set up,
maybe
to your point. Like, I don't think it's both. But I think even if you get $50 million, obviously, I think they have a preference. They would like to have a new stadium. Just like you would, you know, we would like a lot of things.
I think we're all, for the most part, in that boat. Like, who's saying no Liberty Bowl first?
Right.
A refurbished Liberty Bowl, but you know
exactly
who's saying that. But you also
have to operate within the constraints of reality.
Absolutely.
But I think this is a great sort of
play. And reality is things are slow to move in this town.
They are.
And have been for.
And I think that's a big part of the frustration, right? Like the University of Memphis does not own that place, and so how can they make any promises to anybody about upgrades, refurbishments, renovations in the future? They can't.
Well, it wasn't a promise. It was a hope.
They can't. And so I think this is a you know, it's a strategic move, but it's not a disingenuous one, right? Like, it's not like one that the University of Memphis would not be prepared to go through with, you know, if they don't like the answer. So I think it's going to be a fascinating, you know, next 6 to 8 months for the University of Memphis in terms of this development. And now we know. Now it's public. And I do think it's something that Rudd is going to start working on very soon.